Hi, this is Alison from Sanctuary, reflecting on a passage from Mark chapter 6, where the disciples have returned from preaching and healing around the villages, and in the face of people's need, they have barely had time to eat. So Jesus invites them to come away to a deserted place and rest a while. But the crowd guesses where they're going and meets them there. And when Jesus sees the mob, his guts wrench with compassion, and he begins to teach and heal once more. If ever there was a passage which speaks directly to the adult members of our congregation, this surely is it. We are a congregation of professional carers, advocates and psychologists and counsellors and teachers and their supporters. Rather than aiming for money or status, most of us have accepted some form of apostolic commission. For an apostle is simply a messenger or a delegate for a higher authority, in our case, Jesus. As apostles, then, we've found work which serves the people close to Jesus' heart, people who are marginalized because of poverty or trauma, disability or sexual orientation, gender identity or social or cultural background, vulnerable people. And most of us spend significant time every week working with and caring for such people. And so I suspect that most of you can identify with the disciples. No matter how hard you work, there is no end to teaching and healing and helping people fight demons. You stop for the day, but the texts keep coming in. You schedule time off, but a client needs an urgent appointment. You plan a holiday, and you work till the small hours to get away, then pick up hundreds, if not thousands, of emails when you get back. You lie awake at night, thinking about everything you need to do. And even when you aren't working, the people you encounter see something in you, something they need, and they reach out to touch you and tell you about their lives. Somehow, everywhere you go, you end up working. In the face of the people's need, there is barely time to eat. But come away, says Jesus. Come to a deserted place and rest a while. And you are lured into thinking that the secluded place is where you'll find renewal and wholeness and healing. The silent retreat, the holiday without the kids, the me time. But even in the secluded place, you find people with needs. They know where you're going, they get there before you, and they are waiting. Is there truly no rest for followers of Jesus? The answer depends on what you think rest is. We live in a society which has built up an elaborate consumer vision of recreation. We spend thousands of dollars on leisure activities and equipment and holidays, and we're told that this is all about rest. Now, recreation is not bad in and of itself. It can be great fun to play sports or have games nights or go away with our families. And sometimes it can even be restful. But when Jesus talks about rest, he's not talking about sports or shopping or tourism. Nor is he referring to flopping on the couch to watch Netflix. Instead, when Jesus talks about rest, he's talking about Sabbath. This type of rest does not mean inactivity or doing whatever we like. Instead, Sabbath is about plugging into the source of all life. It's about opening ourselves to divine nourishment and learning to work not in our own strength, but in God's strength. Come away, says Jesus. Come to a deserted place and rest a while. But if we plan to rest in the secluded place, then this story is a total disappointment, for it suggests that there is no rest, and Jesus becomes the Duracell bunny of faith. And if we follow his lead, we'll keep on keeping on, serving the people and proving ourselves all the way to burnout. For we cannot sustain things in our own strength. We cannot do compassionate work without God's help. So here's a question. How did the apostles get to the secluded place? Answer. They travelled in a boat with Jesus. And that's where rest happens. When people regroup around Jesus, they are refreshed, reoriented, renewed. They are fed by the bread of life, healed by the great healer. And then and only then are they ready to land on the next shore, encounter the next crowd, teach the next group, name the next demon, and point the next client towards healing. Throughout the gospel, Mark uses the boat as a symbol for what we call church, a gathering of the faithful with Jesus in its midst. Ever since the resurrection, his followers have encountered him most powerfully in word and table, bread and stories. And in the encounter, his followers experience renewal and wholeness and healing. For, as the gospel says, everyone who touches him is healed. Here then is where we are sustained in our apostolic work. For Jesus promises to be present whenever we meet in his name. Each week then, we too gather around bread and stories. There is no service without bread, no service without stories. For through these elements, Jesus feeds us, heals us, and sets us free. In the boat we call church, drained apostles are recharged by the source of all life. Plugged back into the one whose guts wrench with compassion for the crowd, the one who keeps sending us out into the world as his agents of reconciliation and healing. For we are his ambassadors, and this is the rhythm of discipleship. Come and be healed. Go and heal others. Proclaim the good news to everyone you meet, and repeat. Amen. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless.